dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Whoa,
we miss anyone?
The Great Songs About Nothing Good in WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and that, of course, was Toots Hibbert with his backing group, the Maytals. You're listening to this on Monday the 14th, but this is being recorded on September the 12th, which means I and a lot of other people woke up to the news that Toots Hibbert had passed away, most likely from complications related to COVID-19, the scourge of our modern age. And this has caused a last-minute revamping in the playlist, and What I'm going to start the show off with is we obviously are starting it off with Toots, and there's gonna be two more songs from Toots, and sandwiched between them are two songs that were covered by his contemporaries in the 70s, the Clash and the Specials, proving just how much of a reach that this man had culturally. Now I would say he's probably the most important reggae figure, perhaps, you know, even dwarfing Bob Marley, because yes, everyone has Bob Marley's, legend compilation, and you saw all those posters in your dorm rooms. But the word reggae came from Toots, and he was very true to the original sound. And of course, sounds evolve, and it's not a knock on Marley, but, Marley, Jimmy Cliff, and scientists, the great dub artists like, King Tubby and all these other people would not exist if it had not been for Toots and his early contemporaries in the Trojan Records stable. Anyway, enough of my talk. We're gonna do an early number from Toots, and we'll see you on the other side of this block.
I'm not afraid to die. to remove the way they drop up.
Starting off at the very beginning was Toots and the Maytals with Six and Seven Books from the indispensable yet awfully titled ska compilation Ska's the Limit. Then we had Specials with Monkey Man and Clash with Pressure Drop, both songs that demonstrate the influence that Toots Hibbert had over the emerging two-tone and punk scene. And we finish it with a redemption song. Not that redemption song. A different redemption song off of Toots' very highly regarded album, 1971's Funky Kingston. And you're still listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good, though heavens knows why. And we're going to keep going right now with the Carter Family. Thank you.
So carried off the smile and lose it. You judge the mind, but screen door slams, Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. They cross the lovers.
And we started all off with the Carter family, Keep on the Sunny Side. Not just a musical family, but also a political family. Jimmy Carter is, in fact, a distant cousin of June Carter. And now you know. We also had Cream with a deep cut from the Wheels of Fire album. None of the heavy electronics. More a demonstration of Jack Bruce's great skill with the cello. That was As You Said. And we finished it off with Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road. And speaking of Bruce Springsteen and Joe Strummer, a letter was written to a filmmaker, Mark Hagen, who in the late 90s was doing a documentary on Springsteen, I believe, for the BBC. And he asked Joe Strummer for his opinion on Springsteen. And part of the letter says that Springsteen's music is great on a dark and rainy morning in England. Just when you need some spirit and some proof that the big wide world exists, the DJ puts on Racing in the Streets, and life seems worth living again. Life seems to be in CinemaScope again. And I would agree with that. I would certainly would. And moving right along, it's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're going to charge headlong into the finale here. We're going to have two from the both. And there'll be some Led Zeppelin in there because it's been a rough week. I think we could all use a little bit of brain candy. Pero vamos a comenzar con la canción titular del disco póstumo de Víctor Jara. Se llama Manifesto. Saludos a todos.
Thank you. será canción nueva. Siempre será canción nueva. Siempre será canción nueva.
Told me they're barking. All that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With the work, she can get what she came for.
Wait a minute, if there's a bustle in your-
away to heaven.
Well, I don't know if you needed that, but I certainly did. That was a very lengthy live version of Stairway to Heaven from How the West Was Won, and the band was Led Something or Other. Before that, we had two from both the Ted Leo-Amy Mann collaboration that I desperately need more of in my life. That was Hummingbird, and then Honesty is No Excuse, a Thin Lizzy cover. And we started off with Victor Jara Manifesto, posthumous album, same name. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And to kind of bring it all full circle, our closing music will not be the Wedding Presents cover of the Cheers theme, but it will be a Clash song that does in fact touch on Chile very briefly. Anyway, hope you had a good time here. I certainly did. And tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different, right here on WMFO in Medford. Just a quick word on this recording. It is a live bootleg from a 1981 show at the former Bonza Casino in Times Square. So the sound quality isn't fantastic, but if nothing else, it's very, very spirited. And while you're listening to that, I'm going to go start watching the Liverpool game. Will they win the league again? We'll find out, but I like the odds, personally. Bye now.
Washington Bullet. Washington Bullet.
Yeah.
This message brought to you by FEMA. Home fires occur most often in winter. Keep anything that can catch fire at least 3 feet from heating equipment. And never use an oven to heat your home. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn space heaters off when you leave the room or go to bed. Make sure all vents are clear of snow and ice to allow carbon monoxide to vent outside. Have your furnace, heating system, and chimneys serviced each year by a qualified professional. Learn more at www.usfa.fema.gov.